If it's important to you, it's important to us. Now back to Colorado Today on AM 1430 KEZW.
Welcome back to Colorado Today. I'm Sue Streeter. I'm here with my husband, Dennis. Thanks for listening. Dennis, you want to introduce our next guest?
Active Minds for Seniors started in 2002 as a series of poetry classes in a church basement. Before long, it grew to include current events and other programs in a variety of facilities, including retirement communities and senior living facilities. Over time, additional courses were added as word of mouth spread. Today, Active Minds provides a full array of programming alternatives and counts many of the largest senior housing providers as their partners. Joining us now is the co-founder of Active Minds for Seniors, Jeff Robertson.
Welcome to the program, Jeff. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Sue. It's great to be here.
Let's start out with what Active Minds for Seniors is all about.
Active Minds for Seniors is an organization that's dedicated to enhancing the lives of seniors through education. So what we do is we bring really high-quality seminars that range across different topics. It could be current events, it could be history, it could be life writing, it could be poetry. And we present seminars on topics that fall within those particular areas on different themes. So if we're talking about current events, obviously that's going to change from week to week. If we are doing a series on poetry, we're going to be looking at different poets from week to week as well. And we do those throughout the Denver metro area and the Front Range in a variety of facilities, including retirement communities, senior centers, libraries, hospitals, churches, and so on.
How did the idea to create Active Minds for Seniors come about?
Active Minds started about 3 years ago. My partner, John Henderson, is a master teacher and with 15 years of teaching experience in the Cherry Creek schools. And he was taking some time off. He has two young daughters that were born, and he was an at-home dad for a while. And as he started to think about getting back into the classroom, one of the things that he started doing was teaching poetry classes in a church basement near his house. It just so happened that everyone who came was a senior, and he developed a passion for teaching to seniors. That was about the time that he and I started talking, and one thing led to another, and we found that there was an incredible appetite for education among the senior population all throughout Denver, and we're quite sure beyond Denver as well, but we really focus on providing the seminars that we do here in Denver.
You have quite a variety of topics for your seminars. How are these topics selected?
We develop the topics a number of different ways. Often we will get input from seniors on particular topics, and we take that into consideration, try and develop things around specific senior topics. So, for example, with the Social Security reforms, we developed a seminar on understanding what the proposals were, understanding the pros and cons on both sides. Whenever we present something in, and I'm talking mostly about our current events series now, we always present both sides. We don't come from a political left or right perspective. Our only agenda is to perhaps shine a brighter light on the topic and provide the education. So the topics can come from seniors. They also come from what's going on in the world. So we will look out at what's going on and find topics of interest, and then we'll take an active minds approach to it. So, for example, when Pope John Paul II died, that was an event that was heavily covered in the news. We did a very different perspective on that. The class that we did took John Paul II's legacy and compared it to the precepts laid down in Vatican II, and looked at where are the areas where John Paul II really lined up with Vatican II and where were the places that he differed. And we came up with a class that was very different from the coverage that everyone was seeing on CNN or the nightly news or what have you. Similarly, when other topics come up, we will look for the active minds approach, which is really to go beyond the soundbite journalism that we get day in and day out and tell the whole story. So, for example, when we do a class on the situation in the Middle East, the fairly recent withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, for example, we have the luxury of starting at the very beginning and telling the whole story, and starting with the origins of the conflict in the Middle East and the creation of the State of Israel. We also have the luxury, because of our focus here in Colorado, of doing specific Colorado interests. So we are doing classes on Amendments C and D to the Colorado Constitution. We've done other Colorado issues in the past on water rights, Tabor generally, and other issues of specific interest to not only seniors but people here in Colorado.
What types of research do you use for putting your classes together?
We invest very heavily in our curriculum development. We do all of our own curriculum in-house, and the research that we do is really geared towards presenting a complete picture of the issue. So, for example, if we're doing something that's controversial and there is a very strong party on one side and an opposition, we will present both of those cases. And so the research that we do is to understand where both of those perspectives are coming from. I'll give you another example. We recently ran a seminar on the 80th anniversary of the Scopes Monkey Trial, which was the 1925 landmark case about teaching evolution versus creation in the classroom. A very, very controversial topic. People have very strong feelings on that. We will bend over backwards to present both sides of that very fairly. And we have now presented that to hundreds, if not thousands, of seniors. And we have gotten nothing but compliments from both folks that are ardent supporters of a creationist view and those who are diehard supporters of an evolutionary perspective, because what we do is present the debate, not the right answer.
So this is more of a historical perspective tying in the social environment of the times, right?
That's exactly right. It's very historical focused, but we also tie it into what's going on in the world right now. Again, to use the Scopes example, that issue of evolution versus creation, or as in its current incarnation, intelligent design, is a very, very relevant issue right now that's being hotly debated in the Kansas school district. There's another case that's being brought before a court. I think it's on the East Coast somewhere, that's going to be decided soon. So this is something with a lot of historical relevance, current relevance, and then also what we do at the end of each seminar is we talk about what to expect as this issue continues to evolve. So when we're running courses on the Supreme Court transitions, we're taking a very forward-looking approach towards the end of the seminar, saying, what do these changes hold for us in the future, not only in the coming weeks and months, but years as the court evolves with the new appointees that we're going to be getting through these recent processes.
Jeff, what is your background, and how did you decide to get into this new business?
My background is somewhat eclectic. I have more of a business background. I have taught as well, but not nearly as extensively as my partner, John. More of a business background. I have founded and grown several small companies, but I come from a perspective of believing in lifelong education. I have, both my parents are educators. My grandmother was an educator. She was something of an inspiration for me with active minds. She learned Spanish as a second language in her 60s and became something of an amateur geologist also in her 60s after retiring from a career as a special education instructor.
About how long do these classes last, and what is the structure of your seminars?
Our typical seminars last about an hour. We find that's the ideal time frame to go in depth in a topic without it being too long for most people to engage on that topic. We usually have the first part is providing all the background to understand the issue, and then we open it up for questions and get a discussion going. The different seminars that we do vary in their level of lecture versus discussion. So some of the seminars tend to be mostly lecture with some questions and discussion. Others tend to be very heavily discussion-based. The poetry seminars, for example, are very much like you would imagine a college-level English seminar would be, discussing poetry. Or we also do a great decisions class, which is based on curriculum developed by the Foreign Policy Association. And those classes are very heavily discussion-based with expert information also provided as part of the seminar.
Okay, we need to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Jeff Robertson with Active Minds for Seniors. This is Colorado Today on AM 1430 KEZW. We'll be right back after these messages.
Addressing the issues concerning you and your family. Now, more of Colorado Today on AM 1430 KEZW.
Welcome back to Colorado Today. I'm Sue Streeter. We're visiting with Jeff Robertson, co-founder of Active Minds for Seniors. Jeff, there's more and more evidence coming out that there are some real advantages to keeping our minds active as we age. Your programs help promote that, don't they?
Absolutely. Active Minds was really founded with the mission of providing education to seniors. That's really what it's all about. One of the things that we learned as we started doing these seminars and doing research not only for our own seminars but generally about education is that there's actually a lot of very solid research that indicates that maintaining an active mind and participating in intellectually stimulating activities on a regular basis actually is very good for your brain. And there are a couple of articles that are available on our website, which is activemindsforseniors.com, one from the New England Journal of Medicine, another from the Journal of the American Medical Association, that show that exercising the brain can actually delay the onset of dementia and Alzheimer's. And it's something that I think scientists have theorized is probably true for some time, but it's really becoming fairly widely accepted as something that does. It's just like any muscle in your body. The more you exercise it, the more you can keep it healthy and the more resistant it is to illness. By engaging in seminars or other activities that stretch the mind, things that are new are really key. Those are the things that we find challenging and really represent calisthenics for the brain. Those are things that stretch the mind and keep it active and keep us engaged in what's going on in the world and really affect the overall quality of life. By keeping the mind active as well as the body, obviously that's just as important, but by exercising both, you can ensure that your mind is going to be there for as long as you are, and that you'll be able to continue to engage in those kinds of activities. So I think what Active Minds really does is it brings for seniors the opportunity to engage in mentally stimulating activities, to connect with other seniors, to broaden the sense of community by participating in this activity together, and really have an impact on the overall quality of life that we experience as we become a senior and continue to live as seniors.
Well, Jeff, it sounds like these seminars are an opportunity to promote some wonderful and meaningful dialogue with seniors that may have experiences to share about their life as well.
That's right, Dennis. One of the things that we really enjoy in teaching the classes for Active Minds is it really becomes a dialogue. And both my partner, John, and I, and all of our teachers really feel that it's a privilege each time we bring a group together to be able to have that dialogue, because so often the topics that we encounter are things that have a touchstone in history, and the discussion that follows often involves some of the personal experiences that people have had. Let me give you an example. We did back quite some time ago when the Indonesian flood occurred. We ran a course that was all about some of the history of that region and the challenges with some of the relief effort and some of the political issues that were going on there. we wound up having numerous discussions that lasted well beyond the seminar with a number of gentlemen who had served in World War II in the South Pacific, who told us all about their experiences in that part of the world. And it was just a privilege for us to listen to folks who had been there at a time when some of this history was actually being made, and to hear the stories of what it was like under the political regime that existed there at the time was really unique and a great opportunity for everyone.
How many instructors do you have to present these seminars?
We currently have a total of 7 teachers. We're actually hiring several more currently, so we're expanding rapidly. We are very careful in the teachers that we recruit and hire, and we train them extensively. So the teachers that ultimately wind up teaching for Active Minds have been very carefully selected for the very top level teaching ability, and then we put them through an extensive training course that includes, among other things, professional voice coaching, because we want, anytime an Active Minds instructor is teaching a class, we want them to be able to articulate and project their voice in a way that everyone can understand very clearly, because that makes it easier for the material to be communicated and for everyone to have the kind of experience that we're shooting for.
What is the typical size of one of your classes?
The size of classes really varies depending on where it is and the type of seminar that we're doing. So something, for example, a seminar on poetry is by nature going to be fairly small. We're not going to want to do that for more than a group of about 15 or 16 because of the discussion component involved in that. It wouldn't be fair to have that in a larger context. The current events series tends to be mostly lecture, and we have a couple of classes where the size of the group pushes 80, 90, and over 100, because that's more of a lecture with questions and some discussion, but we can do that to a larger audience in that particular setting.
So this is really very much like a college class.
That's right, Sue. It really is. And if you think about college, you've got lecture classes and you've got the seminar classes and we have all of that. And we that's really the level that we're aiming for, is college level. That being said, it's by design very accessible to everyone. So there are no prerequisites for any of the Active Minds classes. And in fact, every Active Minds lecture or seminar stands on its own. So if we're doing a weekly or a bi-weekly series in a particular location, if someone is unable to attend one week but then comes back the next week, they won't feel lost, because each class will stand alone as its own unit, regardless of the particular seminar series. So that holds true if it's current events or poetry or what have you, because each one of those classes will be its own topic. And we do that by design, knowing that we're not all going to be able to attend every class. So that would be the way that it differs from a college-level course, where if you miss a couple and you come to the next one, you really can struggle to catch up.
Are there additional materials required for your seminars?
We try and keep most of the education in the classroom. Typically, if we have additional materials, it's one-page handout. Most commonly, what it would be a map. So, for example, if we're doing a class on the crisis in the Sudan, we'll have a handout that we'll distribute so that people can orient to where is the Sudan and some geography within the country. And that's really most of what we provide. We don't assign homework. We do have on our website, we provide summaries of the lectures, so folks can go to activemindsforseniors.com and they can click on a particular class that they participated in, and that'll have information on this key lecture points from that particular class, as well as links to further information. If it's a particular topic that someone wants to learn more about, there'll be ways that they can research that on the internet as well.
How do you decide what type of seminar is best for a certain group?
Yeah, if someone is interested in having an Active Minds program, the best thing to do is to call us or send us an email. And we can start talking about it. We have so many different programs, and they vary in how often they meet. They vary in the class size, that really it becomes a partnership that we develop over time with each community that we partner with. And we're in about 35 to 40 different communities at this point. So it's something that the first step is really to sit down and talk about what is the community here and learn a little bit about the type of seniors that are accustomed to coming to this senior center or church or whatever it is. And then we're in a much better position to say, okay, given the interest level and the type of subjects that might be the best fit, here's what we would recommend. Really what we do is a customized partnership in just about every case.
Jeff, what's the best way to contact Active Mind for Seniors for more information?
The best way is either to call us at 303-320-7652, or you can visit our website at activemindsforseniors.com. There you can send us an email on the contact page, or you can send us an email directly to info@activemindsforseniors.com.
Okay, Jeff, any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, I think the final thought I would leave you with is, whether it's through Active Minds or something else, it's so important to keep the mind active and to challenge yourself to do new things, stretch your brain, keep living and learning for your entire life. It's something that we hold near and dear to our hearts at Active Minds, that lifelong learning is something that just improves the overall quality of life and is important for all of us. In the future, what we hope to do is to be able to support Active Minds in more and more locations throughout the community. We're really seeking to build an awareness of who we are and what we're doing, so that seniors are saying, where's the closest place that I can go and participate in an Active Mind seminar? And our website, again, is a perfect place for folks to go to find out where there are particular seminars that might be close to you in either location or in the upcoming weeks and days. And in the future, we hope to add additional support products and services, such as audio tapes or audio that's available through our website, and other ways for seniors to access the educational content, potentially for seniors that can't come to a senior center or can't come to the library where the seminar is being held, so that even folks that are more homebound will be able to take advantage of the seminars and the education as well.
We've been visiting with Jeff Robertson, co-founder of Active Minds for Seniors. Again, you can contact Active Minds for Seniors by calling 303-320-7652 or at www.activemindsforseniors.com. Jeff, thanks for being with us today and sharing Active Minds for Seniors with our listeners.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me here today.
We're just about out of time for today's program. Dennis, you want to thank our guests?
Sure, Sue. We'd like to thank Julie Scott with Bonfils Blood Center. Remember, they have a special blood drive event this coming Tuesday, October 11th, from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. with the Denver Broncos at Invesco at Mile High, where you can give blood and meet some of your favorite Broncos. For more information, call 303-363-2300 or visit www.bonfils.org, and you spell Bonfils B-O-N-F-I-L-S. I also like to thank Jeff Robertson with Active Minds for Seniors. To contact them, call 303-320-7652 or visit their website, www.activemindsforseniors.com. And we'd like to thank you, our listeners, for being with us today for this edition of Colorado Today.
This program is a production of Healthy Aging Today. For more information about our multimedia broadcasting initiative, visit us at www.healthyagingtoday.com. I'm Sue Streeter, and along with my husband, Dennis, we invite you to be with us again next week for another edition of Colorado Today, right here on AM 1430 KEZW. Have a great week, everyone.